night, everyone. Filled with fire. Filled with fire is a song sung by Margo Saunders. That is my guest for tonight. Welcome, everyone, to Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, your host with the most. Phone lines are open right now. Welcome, welcome, Miss Thunder.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
All right, all right. Let's feel the fire tonight. That track there, Feel the Fire. What's the story behind the song? Tell us, Miss Margo Thunder.
Okay, I was in a group back in the 80s called 9.9, and we used to sing this song. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, first of all. And we used to sing this song all over Boston, you know, as a group. And so when we got signed to RCA, our producer, Richard Dimple Fields, was like, you guys need to record that Feel the Fire song. And So we recorded it on the 9.9 album, and it was never released. And so back in 2010 to 2011, I decided to do a solo album, which was called R&B 101.
Yeah.
And it came up again because I still had been singing the song, and it came up again. Oh, man. My manager at the time, Belinda Wilson, said, look, you need to do this song again because when you sing it live, the reaction that we get from people. So, you know, I did it again. And so I had to figure out a way to make this song because it had been done by Teddy Pendergrass, you know, the original People Prizing.
Yes.
And then we did it with 9.9, and here I am doing it again.
All right.
I had to think of something to make the song stand out. So, like, the you know, with the intro, I added a new intro, and then the end of the song, it modulates three times. I heard you guys go through the two modulations, but there was one more. And so after I did it, People Brising told me that that was like one of the best versions of his song that he had heard.
Yes. You have such a lovely, strong voice when you sing.
Thank you so much.
You can feel it, you know, you can feel it. And so I want to thank you. Thank you for that information. Wow. So that track is on which album now?
The CD is called R&B 101.
Yes, yes, R&B 101.
And I think you can still get the single for Feel the Fire on a music platform, but the album was taken down, and that's something that I'm working on trying to get back up because there was like so many good songs on the album, you know.
Yes.
And just want to go into a little bit about R&B 101. At the time I had felt like we were losing sight of what R&B really is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, growing up, you know, I had my heroes were Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
You know, we had Gladys Knight. We had Dionne Warwick. We had all these people, you know. To me, R&B is storytelling. And I felt like we were getting away from that. So when I did the R&B 101 album, I just wanted it to be an album of telling stories of R&B stories.
And I went through that album, and I seen some favorites in there that I have saved. So, hey,
okay.
You need to bring that album back to the surface for real, for real.
I keep hearing that from people. They're like, oh, man, because a lot of people didn't get a chance to hear it.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that I'm, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing now, people are going back and visiting that music, and I keep getting that same thing. Oh, man, you need to, bring some of this stuff back to the forefront.
Yes. Yes, there are other artists that are up and coming. They get into your albums, and they want to grab a hold of that into the music they want to put out because of R&B music. R&B music has a celebration coming up this year, 2022, in March. So they trying to bring R&B music back to life, bring it back alive. It's still striving. It's still living. So as we move along with this show, where are you calling from right now, Margo Thunder?
I live in Los Angeles, California right now. I've been here for about 16 years now. I couldn't take the cold of Boston anymore. I still love Boston, but I just couldn't, you know, and I heard today they're getting like fucked with snow.
So I'm
calling from my living room, and it's nice out here, nice weather.
I bet. All right. Thank you for that information. So as we go along here in the show, go ahead and introduce yourself. As I asked you, were you raised up in a musically talented family? I see that you had 8 or 9 brothers and sisters, or you're one of the 9 children.
I'm one of 9 children. In this.
Okay.
I'm the 5th of the 9.
Okay.
I'm the only one that, you know, was really musical. You know, I have a couple of brothers that, you know, we sang around the house, but, you know, as far as a music background, I think I'm it. And, you know, I didn't even know that I could sing. My mother discovered me singing one day when I was like a little girl. I loved Aretha Franklin from the moment I heard her voice. So I used to go and just try to mimic her and do the things that she did. And, you know, my mother caught me one day and she was like, "Was that you singing?" I said, "Yeah." So then, you know, I was a very shy kid. So, you know, there was a contest going on, a talent show contest. So she was like, "Oh, you should go join this talent show contest." And I was like, you know, I'm not interested in that, because I really never thought that I was going to be a singer in the first place. I was so interested in how things were made. I always thought I'd be building something one day. And so my mother tricked me into going into this talent show. And so the prize was, if you won 3 times, you got to go to the Apollo Theater. So I went and I won 3 times and I got a chance to go to the Apollo Theater. And it just so happened the night that I was going to sing, Aretha Franklin was the headliner. So I got a chance to see Aretha Franklin live. And, you know, and after I saw her, there was no looking back for me. I knew that I was going to be a singer.
Wow, that is so awesome. That is awesome. Now, Apollo is still playing those old clips. And I know I've seen you singing Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I did sing that song, and it's funny because, like, for me, I don't even know back then if they filmed it or not, because, you know, this was in the 70s, you know, this wasn't like the Apollos of the 80s and 90s. I was back in the 70s. I was like a 9-year-old little girl.
Yes. Yes. It's, they show old clips. They're kind of fuzzy because they're old. And I remember sitting there watching some old clips, and they showed little girls singing. And I seen this little girl singing Bridge Over Troubled Water, and Aretha Franklin was up there. And I'm like, wow, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything old is new again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just take it from there. So I would like to ask you, how long have you been singing in the music industry, and how many albums altogether totally you have put out?
Okay. I've been in the music business, like I said, from the 70s. I signed to Capitol in 1972, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, when I signed, they were doing singles deals, so I didn't do a complete album with Capitol.
Right.
I had a singles deal, so I released 3 singles. And the first single was called Soul of a Woman.
Mm-hmm.
The second single was called Expressway to Your Heart, which was a remake of a group called the Soul Survivors.
Mm-hmm.
I did a remake of that. And then the third single was called Don't You Have Any Love in Your Heart, which featured Luther Vandross on background vocals.
Oh, wow.
You know, just my story, it's incredible, like, when I look at it now, that, you know, that I had that chance. And when I met Luther, he gave me some advice that stayed with me to this day. You know, I came in to sing a reference vocal, and he, you know, they were tuning up and getting ready to sing the background. And when I heard them, I lost my mind. When he heard me, he lost his mind. And he said to me, you know, don't ever change anything about you. Don't let this music industry change you. Just stay as you are. And that stuck with me. And, you know, growing up, I had mentors like Betty Wright that, you know, Betty would send me postcards from all over the world just, you
wow.
know, encouraging me, you know, uh-huh. to just stick to what I was doing. And so, you know, every decade I have had a record from the 70s up until now. So it's like, I'd say, you know, I'm going on my
yeah.
you know, 40 or 45 years of singing now.
Wow, wow. And you still have a lovely, strong voice, and I encourage you to keep at it. So we're going to
well,
go into the go right ahead.
Yes. No, I was going to say, you know, for me, I just know that from a young child, my mother told me that I could sing before I could talk. So for me, I know it was a blessing from God. This gift isn't just me. It's a gift that God
yes.
gave me.
Yes, yes, yes. God already had that gift wrapped on you even before you was born. So you have
yes.
opened up your package to the world. So there are some that are catching up, and there are some that know you. So you're doing a very good job. And I'd like to mention a single that you put out. Was it 2021, Paper or Plastic?
You know what, Paper or Plastic, yeah, it did come out in 2021. And, it, the story behind the song is that a guy named Big Rob, which
yeah.
he's a Southern soul artist.
Yes.
But, you know, as well as a funkster, because he, you know, he came from the group Zap, which, you know, featured Roger.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had saw me on, you know, on social media, on my Facebook page. And he kept sending me messages like, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? And, you know, at the time, you know, like, you know, you just get disillusioned with music
yeah.
at times. And
yeah.
so for
yeah.
me, I had a regular job. I worked at a movie studio. I was, like, really not thinking about anything else, you know. And so he kept talking to me. So finally I gave him my number. He called me. He said, you know, you're one of the great R&B singers that's still here and can still do what you do, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be singing. And so, like, for me, I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I didn't hear from him for a couple of months. And then one day he called me and he said, Margo. I said, yeah. He said, God told me I'm supposed to write your next hit record.
Oh,
I said,
wow.
You know what? And I said, if God told you, I'm coming. Now, I never met the man. Didn't know him from a can of paint. I trusted and believed in God and what he said. And I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I flew out to Ohio and we recorded Paper or Plastic and we recorded the new single that I have out. And I came back to LA and continued, you know, at my day job. And a couple of months later, he called me up and said, hey, I think it's time to put that single out. I was like,
uh-huh.
what single? Because at this point, I'm just not even thinking about anything. And so he played Paper or Plastic for me. Right away, I just it made me smile. It was this was such a feel good song that I said, yeah, it's time to do it. And the song to me, you know, they call it Southern Soul. I call everything that I sing soul music because that's where
okay.
I sing from is my soul.
Okay.
And so,
okay.
you know, we released the song, and when I heard it, it sounds so retro to me that. I went out and I found a big old Afro wig and, you know, I
yeah.
did the video and it, you know, I wanted it to
yeah.
look like the 70s. And so
yeah.
that's
yeah.
the story behind Paper and Plastic.
Okay. Well, I will play that track at the end of the show. Let's talk about the
call
newest
it.
Single. When mm-hmm. Love Don't Love You No More is What Do You Do? What's the
mm-hmm.
story behind the music? And that song was
okay.
just released recently this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about three or 4 weeks ago, I want to say.
Okay. So
yeah.
what
and
do you want the fans to know about this track?
It's so crazy because What Do You Do When Love Don't Love You was the other song that I recorded with him. And so that's the song I thought he meant was going to be the single. And so, like, for me, when I was recording What Do You Do, you know, I was kind of in this, like, life quandary, like, what am I really going to do with myself? And
right.
So I was, you know, having some challenges. So when I flew mm-hmm. out, just the emotion of what I was feeling came across in that song. And, you know, like I, with the song, when I listened to the lyrics, and it says, what do you do when love don't love you? Well, what do you do? First of all, you're going to hurt for a little while, but
mm-hmm.
eventually you're going to have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and keep on moving, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, that's really how I feel about what do you do when love don't love you. But it's a serious issue. And I was talking to a friend, and my friend, you know, he said that song means so many things on different levels because, like, most people, when they say what do you do when love don't love you, they think you're talking about a spouse, a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said, but this song could be like a parent and their child, like you've done so much for your child, but your child goes left when you were staring them right. And, you know, I thought about that. I said, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. It can be a lot of things. So the song means different things to a whole bunch of different people.
Right. Different situations. Well, I'm going to go ahead and spin it and you stay in that hot seat, Margo. We'll be right back. Here is What Do You Do? Right there. What do you do?
When love don't love, don't love, don't love, don't love you, what do you do?
Sing it, Margot. Sing it. Oh, my gosh, that voice of yours is just unforgettable. Oh, my goodness. I am so glad you took out the time to come on my platform to talk about your newest single. I'm a new fan. I'm a fan for life. Move along, what is the ultimate desire, Margot, what you want the fans to get out of this newest single or all your music?
Well, with all my music, you know, like I just want to touch somebody. And, you know, if I can touch somebody with truth and with happiness, for me, that's my life's goal. It's like this is the mission that God set me on to, you know, to go around and, you know, God has never told me that I need to sing gospel music. He just told me that I need to get messages out. So I just feel I'm one of God's messengers.
All right. I like that. I like that. Yes. Yes. He gave you a gift. You opened your package and you, he's using you to help the humans here down here and dealing with life situations and the messages in your songs. Yes. I love that.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, like for me, I just feel like this is not my gift to keep. This was given to me to share. And I think a lot of people don't realize the gifts that they have aren't just for them. It's for others. So, you know, I've always tried to spread that. You know, it's like I had a Christmas song out before, What Do You Do? And it was called My First Christmas Without You. And I put out a Facebook message and a media message for people to send me pictures of their loved ones if they lost them through COVID, if they lost them, just their loved one that you love. And, you know, and for me, I felt so honored that people sent me pictures to represent their loved ones like that they trusted me, that they trusted me with that. So because, you know, we are going through trying times with this because every time we think we jump one hurdle, here comes another one.
Yeah.
And so for me, I just encourage people to stay strong. You know, I'm a true believer of wearing my mask, you know. As much as I love people, just social distancing, you know, so we get through this thing, you know.
Right. And thank you for that information. Wow. So give information on how these new fans and curious listeners out here, how to follow up with you on social media, and also tell where your music is streaming at online, especially this newest single.
Okay. You can get me on Facebook. It's just Margot Thunder. On Instagram, it's Margot Thunder House 7. And on Twitter, it's Margot Thunder 32. So, and with the music, you can get What Do You Do on all music platforms, iTunes, Amazon. You can get it on Spotify, any place that they're streaming music, that they're selling music, you can get it. And I'm actually in the process of trying to put together a video for this song.
Yes. Yes. I can't wait.
You know, so I'm working on that now, and you know, I've been in talks with different people. Big Rob, you know, has given me his insight on it, and the song was written and produced by Big Rob, so you know, he's given me his insight, and I'm giving him mine, like where I feel the song is coming from. So, you know, we're trying to get it together now, so we can, you know, give people a visual.
All right. All right. And also, any future music projects you want to tease us about that's coming up?
Well, Big Rob and I, we've been working like crazy. We're putting together this EP, you know, so you guys can get a little bit more of the Margot Thunder experience, if that's what you want to call it, you know. But so we're working on that. I don't have a date right now for a release date for it, but that, you know, we're working. And just, you know, I think people are really going to be pleasantly surprised with the music you know, because, you know, we're covering Southern soul, if that's what people want to call it, to you know, heartbreak and, you know, love, fun, just life in general.
Yes. Yes. So as we move along, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you through your musical journey. Go right ahead, Margo.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to say, first of all, you know, I got to thank Big Rob, you know, because he believed in this. And, you know, between him and God, they pulled me, snapped me back together. And so I got to say a shout out to him. And, you know, just the people that I've worked with throughout the year, Wanda Perry, which was part of 9.9, you know, Phaedra Butler, I was in another group called Lady Soul, and we did the Sister Act, the first Sister Act
soundtrack,
and we had a song. Yeah, we had a song called If My Sister's in Trouble. And so, and that group was Phaedra Butler and Risa Ingerman, and Leslie Jones, that was in the 9.9 group, passed away a few years ago. So everything that I've been doing, I've been, you know, just keeping her in my heart and keeping people knowing Leslie Jones, you know.
Right.
And I have to say, you know, I have to give, you know, like with the R&B 101 album, you know, that was management, Belinda Wilson, Eddie Sims, and Ken Wilson. And, you know, speaking of that album, I had a song called Mistreated.
Yeah.
That's how that whole album came about, is Ken Wilson worked for Jay Records. And, he, you know, he was, like, behind the Alicia Keys and all those kind of people. And he came back to L.A. and he was working with Warner Brothers. And he kept telling me, Margo, I got this song for you. I feel like if you sing this song, it's going to bring you back. And I said, what is the song? And, he just kept putting it off. And then one day I just showed up in his office. I said, play me this song. So he played me Mistreated. I said, I can't do this song unless I go back to Boston and get these girls from 9.9 to sing on this record with me. And at the time, Leslie Jones was still living and Wanda. And we came back together, and we hadn't sung together in like 10 years. So we were kind of like, oh God, what's this going to be like? And as soon as we opened our mouths, it was like the first day we ever sang together, just that magic. And I had never wanted to be in a group before, that group, but it was something so magical about that group, and to have them sing. And they also sung on Feel the Fire that you heard.
Okay.
You played earlier as well. But so that's how Mistreated came about through them. So I got to thank them, because they were, you know, from 9.9 until R&B 101, we worked together. And I can't get off this interview without saying a big shout out to Paul Arnold. Paul Arnold was the engineer that engineered all that stuff in the beginning. So got a shout out.
All right.
And all the people that have stuck with me for this 40, 50 year career of mine. And, you know, I'm still standing, still going. I got to thank those people, because they're still supporting me to this day. So just the fans that have just stuck with me and, you know, made me see that, no, you got to keep going.
Yes. Well, we're going to give them an applause that they will keep on supporting you. They're calling you. Yeah, we're going to give them an applause if they keep on supporting you.
Oh,
and I will close the show off and playing the main single, the newest single, What Do You Do? And I will play Paper or Plastic and Mistreated. So any words of encouragement? Yes, I love Mistreated. I don't know about anybody else, but that song is new to me. I'm sorry. And you need to bring those albums back to surface. Try your best.
We will
keep bringing them in and get the DJs to play them. And any words
Sounds
of encouragement
great.
You would like to give to those folks out there that are still suffering in dark times today?
Yeah, you know, like I said, with this COVID, you know, like a couple of my brothers called me, and they, you know, they had COVID, but they were vaccinated, so they didn't get as sick as they could have been. But, you know, we're losing so many people to this disease. And for me, like I said, I just want people to stay safe and, you know, do the right things. If you don't want to get vaccinated, then, you know, just try to keep yourself as healthy as you can. If you are vaccinated, you know, just, again, I've been vaccinated, you know, and I go by the rules. I wear the mask, you know. And the main thing is just to keep your faith in God, because there's a lesson in all of this. And, you know, I think God's trying to get us all to kind of to listen to and to come together as one. And it's so crazy because people are going, we're going stir crazy from being in the house, but it just showed you how much we really need each other. So for me, you know, with this new year, I'm just hoping that people just practice more love.
Yes.
More love, and, you know, and keep your faith in God.
Yes. You never know, with us being locked in our rooms, God is trying to speak to us. So that's a message. God is trying to speak to us even though we're locked in our rooms. We've been bad, so locking us in our room. So thank you for those encouraging words. Margot Thunder, everyone, go check all her albums out, especially her newest single, What Do You Do? Thank you for taking out your time. You are more than welcome to come back, and I hope you do with your new music projects, Margot. And if you missed the show, this show has been recorded. Thank you all. This is Lady Diva signing out. Margot Thunder, you have a blessed evening, and be safe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
As you would say, what do you
what
do?
Do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
When love don't love you. A late night creep. What do you
what
do?
Do you do? What do you do?
Do you?
be all, be you big rock. Now this right here is the new grown woman national anthem. Hey Margo, what you say? If he can't hit your cash app, he can't get none of that cootie cat.
I met this man, he was so, so fine. Satisfied my body, satisfied my mind. He gave me what I want, just the way that I want.
Like a tender reed.